The regent repeated the last words ironically. Research purposes. Yes. Yet you would not have repaired it had I not threatened war. Hardin made a deprecatory gesture. I don't know. I do. And that threat always stood. And still stands now? Now it is rather too late to speak of threats. Weenus had cast a rapid glance at the clock on his desk. Look here, Hardin, you were on Anacreon once before. You were young then. We were both young. But even then we had entirely different ways of looking at things. You're what they call a man of peace, aren't you? I suppose I am. At least I consider violence an uneconomical way of attaining an end. There are always better substitutes, though they may sometimes be a little less direct. Yes, I've heard of your famous remark, violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. And yet, the regent scratched one ear gently in affected abstraction, I wouldn't call myself exactly incompetent. Hardin nodded politely and said nothing. And in spite of that, Weenus continued, I have always believed in direct action. I have believed in carving a straight path to my objective and following that path. I have accomplished much that way and fully expect to accomplish still more. I know, interrupted Hardin. I believe you are carving a path such as you describe for yourself and your children that leads directly to the throne. Considering the late unfortunate death of the king's father, your elder brother, and the king's own precarious state of health. He is in a precarious state of health, is he not? Weenus frowned at the shot, and his voice grew harder. You might find it advisable, Hardin, to avoid certain subjects. You may consider yourself privileged as mayor of Terminus to make, injudicious remarks, but if you do, please disabuse yourself of the notion. I am not one to be frightened at words. It has been my philosophy of life that difficulties vanish when faced boldly, and I have never turned my back upon one yet. I don't doubt that. What particular difficulty are you refusing to turn your back upon at the present moment? The difficulty, Hardin, of persuading the Foundation to cooperate. Your policy of peace, you see, has led you into making several very serious mistakes simply because you underestimated the boldness of your adversary. Not everyone is as afraid of direct action as you are.